planned cold morning this morning.
It was a fairly cold day, wasn't it? I sort of got out the car, or went out to the car, and I thought, hey, it hasn't been this cold for, since last year. So.
And it's going to get worse tomorrow morning, so.
Yeah, I saw that. I've got a little app on my phone. We've all got apps for everything on our phone.
Yeah, we do.
You know, you have apps telling us to eat soon. Well, they've probably already got that remind us. But, I saw that. I was wondering where you were going with Anthony. I thought maybe when you said there was free something out at Harvey Norman's, I thought, well, maybe that's where he is tonight. He's gone out there trying to get something for nothing.
Anthony is at Chateau Mildura for Mildura Day.
Oh, is he?
Yes. Yes. What is Mildura Day about, Glenn? Hopefully you can give us a history lesson here.
It's the 130 years since they've signed the indenture. So that happened on this day in 1887. And I just had to make sure I got the years right. There's a number of things going on out there.
Heaps going on.
Well, obviously Anthony's out there having a drink, so that's even worse. But I'm hoping he's listening. Look, there's a number of activities today out there and running from 11 till 8 p.m. And certainly a couple of people doing presentations. You know, it's 100 years since the 1917 flood.
It is, yes.
So that was a very big one. And 100 years of soldier settlement at Burbleton.
The bridge in Mildura.
90 years ago. Well,
yes.
The old bridge. Not,
I keep
that
on
one's more. Not 90 years old. But,
that was only mid-80s, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I can remember being there at the opening of that.
Oh, okay.
And I actually was. Because I found a news clip somewhere on the net. I don't know whether it's in the State Library or somewhere, but I actually saw myself walk past on the, with my camera, on the news clip of that opening. So,
and 90 years of the Lock and Weir as well, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And
big celebration this year for Mildura.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Lock and Weir is what really made a difference to our community. And, made sure that the water, there was an old weir built down near King's Billabong, Psyche Bend. And, but when they put that lock system in, basically guaranteed the irrigation district. So,
of course.
We're celebrating.
And that barbecue, I got to mention too, it's on at 5, isn't it?
The barbecue is on at 5. Everyone loves a barbecue.
A bit of a chin wag.
So out
well.
There, and if go out and annoy Anthony and sober him up a bit.
He'll be back in here soon, undoubtedly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Also, I've just noticed this week. I don't know how I missed this. The Redcliffs Lunar Fest. Redcliffs, we could probably argue, the biggest event on the Redcliffs calendar. It's something going on with it.
Well, our market days. Probably
they are
bigger.
Huge.
Well, they are bigger. They're huge. And look, the Lunar Fest has been run by the service clubs, Rotary Club out at Redcliffs, and it was changed. The date was changed this year because some of the volunteers that helped run it were still harvesting, and to get people enthused and to run something like that, there's a lot of work in it, and I think we're all sad to see that it's going. But you have to have people to run it, and it's a big job. You've got to tick all the boxes, like there's even to close streets and to run something like that. There's insurances, there's OH&S stuff that you've got to fill in. Like it's a huge job.
It is a huge job.
I think people don't realise that it takes 12 months to organise that, and it's certainly a lot of responsibility, and in some ways you're actually putting your own wealth and life on the line by signing up to do these things, and we need to recognise that. And I think the various people that over the 40 years have
been
worked
going 40
in the background,
years.
Yeah, and look, they've done a fantastic job, and we really need to thank them for that. If you look at the Mardi Gras, we used to have that in Mildura. When it stopped, restarted for a couple of years. It all got too difficult with road closures and costs and everything else.
It is an expensive thing to run community event like that.
It's a huge amount of work. And these days, look, it's hard to get volunteers to do anything. Service clubs, we haven't got as many people involved in those. But we've also got so many more things that people are involved
in.
You know, we've got cancer groups, we've got homeless groups, we've got education groups, we've got sporting groups. groups, all sorts of things that parents are involved in and, you know, adults are involved in. So the world's changed a little bit, or it's changed a lot, actually. But so it's tough to get people that want to do these things. And you can't just grab someone and say, oh, we'll get half a dozen volunteers. They've got to be really passionate about it to make it happen and be enthusiastic. And because planning, everything else, if you're not enthusiastic, it shows. You don't just slap it together and hope it works. So, sadly, it looks like it's going to go by the way. But certainly a big congratulations and a big thank you to the people that work so hard over such a long time.
They have done a fantastic job over the years, haven't they?
They have. And it's always fun, but we've got our markets on the first Sunday of every month, so get out there to Redcliffs and support the town.
That would be this Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything happens in Redcliffs.
Need to rug up a little bit, but there'll be hot coffee out there and plenty of food, so get out there.
Just quickly, some changes to library services around the area as well, Glenn.
Yeah, and look, that's taken some time to work through, and with a change with anything, there's always some people that aren't happy about it, and you hear quite a bit from them, but it's about saving money, and it's going to save council a substantial amount on an annual basis. And we're always under pressure to save money and, you know, cut the rate bill and all the rest of it. But as soon as you do something like that, there is somebody that's aggrieved because it's going to affect them. And it doesn't matter what you change, there will always be somebody that's affected. And the councillors didn't make the decision lightly. It was debated for about an hour. It was very well summed up by Councillor Cupper, who I think one of the things she mentioned was, you know, basically the communities along the Mallee Track and Orimple have sort of taken a hit for the team, among other things. And that's pretty much how it is. But it's that way with whatever you change. There's always somebody that's going to take a hit somewhere. To cut some costs, and you know, there'll be a job gone, and there's always a cost back to the community, and unfortunately that's the way it is. But if we're to keep our rates down, we don't want to put rates up any more than the CPI. If we had a choice, we wouldn't even put it up by CPI.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
We all pay rates, and yeah, it's like taxes, but I must admit, my rates are nowhere near as high as my power bill, and that's the one that really upsets me. And it's skyrocketing, and it's totally out of control, and nobody's doing anything about that, and it's certainly not being kept to CPI. So, you know, if you want to see me upset,
mention power bill.
Turn the light on and mention the power bill, because it's just a laugh at the moment.
Well, Glenn, as always, it's great to catch up with you, and back to Mildura Day. You're heading out there?
The Murray Group of Councils in Mildura tonight. And so they're the councils along the Murray. We meet with them bi-monthly, and they're all in town. We've got a meeting this evening and another one in the morning. So I've got to attend that one. But everybody else, get out there to Shadow Mildura and see if you can find Anthony.